This is VOA. I'm Steve Miller. North Korea state media on Sunday said it has conducted a strike drill for multiple launchers, firing tactical guided weapons into its waters into the east for a military drill supervised by leader Kim Jong-un on Saturday. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
The Korean Central News Agency said the purpose of the drill was to test performance of large-caliber, long-range, multiple rocket launchers and tactical guided weapons by defense units. Photographs released by KCNA showed the tactical guided weapons fired could be a short-range, ground-to-ground ballistic missile, according to one expert. While such a missile launch would be in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, at least it would not involve long-range ballistic missiles that have been seen as a threat to the United States. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Seven Venezuelan military officers were killed on Saturday when their helicopter crashed while heading to a state where President Nicolas Maduro appeared alongside troops days after the opposition called in vain for a military uprising. The Cougar helicopter hurtled into a mountain outside Caracas in the early hours of an overcast day in the capital. An investigation is underway. The UN Food Agency says it has regained access to key grain storage silos in the conflict-ridden Yemeni port of Hodeidah for the first time since February. The World Food Program spokesman, Herb Verhoezel, says a technical team assessed the Red Sea Mill's facilities on Sunday, where some 51,000 metric tons of wheat, enough to feed 3.7 million people for a month, had been in storage when the site was rendered inaccessible in September. Access was blocked by Yemeni rebels known as the Houthis. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. One of the rockets fired from Gaza killed an Israeli civilian on Sunday, and two Palestinian gunmen were killed in an Israeli airstrike as cross-border hostilities ran into their third day. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
A violent explosion lights up the city of Gaza. Cross-border hostilities here ran into their third day on Sunday as new fatalities were reported from both sides and civilians were sent fleeing for cover. Since Saturday, Israel's army says Gaza militants have fired more than 400 rockets at Israeli villages and cities. The latest round of violence flared up on Friday when, according to the military, a Palestinian Islamic Jihad sniper fired at Israeli troops. Two soldiers were wounded. Israel retaliated with airstrikes, which Palestinian officials say killed several people, including a baby and her pregnant mother.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. Pope Francis is traveling to Bulgaria and North Macedonia Sunday, two Balkan states with small Catholic minorities he has not visited before. The visits were inspired by St. John XIII, who was papal to Bulgaria, and Mother Teresa, who was born in North Macedonia. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA from Rome.
Pope Francis will spend 3 days in the former communist states of Bulgaria and Macedonia, his fourth trip abroad this year. Both countries have tiny Catholic minorities, and most of the population considers themselves Orthodox. The Pope is likely to use this opportunity to help cement the Vatican's relations with the Orthodox community in Eastern Europe. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
An Electron rocket carrying a payload of three satellites was launched off of New Zealand's east coast on Sunday, deployed to orbit for the U.S. Air Force.
Four, three, two, one.
The launch, carried out by Rocket Lab, is part of a new era in space business where many rockets are launched from spaceports around the world. A police investigator said Sunday that a man who has confessed to killing seven foreign women and girls in Cyprus is being investigated on additional charges of raping foreign women he had photographed as models. The comments in a court by the Criminal Investigation Department chief were the latest development in a case that has shocked the Eastern Mediterranean island nation, cost both the justice minister and the police chief their jobs, that had led to strong criticism of negligence. Police have been accused of failing to properly investigate initial missing persons reports that could have saved the lives of later victims. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.